to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item three, roll call.
John Steinberg?
Here.
Chris Kekla?
Here.
Mike Polakoff?
Here.
Mike Serpy?
Here.
Dave Klimisch is excused.
Quorum being present, nobody notified Steve. All right. Item four, citizens' comments.
Mr. President, we had one sign up this evening, Nancy Washburn.
Okay. Evening, Nancy.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for holding this special meeting for us tonight. I hope it was didn't bring everyone out of their homes too soon tonight. We're really excited about Greenbrae Trail. It's really coming along to be a very nice development. And so based on the comments, which are very thorough, as always, from all of the village staff, I still have a couple of things that I'm wondering if tonight isn't a good place to get them on the table. They certainly don't need to be resolved tonight, but they're food for thought as we bring forward the final condominium plat. And based on the review comments, there's only a couple of things I'd like to talk about. One of them has to do with the comments we've received on the street lighting. As you are aware, this project was previously approved and built, and so there's We Energy's in place, sewer, electric and gas, as well as street lights, which are already functioning and turned on. We have a meeting coming up with We Energy's to go over the design. We're going to have to move some pedestals and transformers. We're going to have to relay some of the electric. But my big concern is the street lights. There are two at the intersection of 165th Avenue and our private cul-de-sac. There are two existing street lights that stand there now. We have, and as part of the addition to this project that wasn't thought of back in 2006, are the sidewalks. So what's happened is if the sidewalks are to run in a straight line through the intersection, the two street lights are in their way. In discussing this with We Energies, I have a couple of concerns. Number one, there's no way to save them. In other words, it's not like we can take apart what's there and just kind of move them back 5 feet or whatever. It's based on their method of installation, and then from there, their method of removal, they would destroy the base, the pole, the wiring. It would really, we might as well be looking at it from a budget standpoint as we are buying two new streetlights that, you know, are going to be very costly to buy. And in the meantime, we could just run the sidewalk around them. We've shown that on our plans a couple of times, and Matt's comments have still come back to ask us to take those lights and remove them and relocate them. So I guess I wanted to have a little dialogue if there was a reason that I've seen that done in other areas, you know, other sites that we've worked on or that have been built by other developers where something existed, and so rather than removing everything, you know, we tried to go around it in a method that still allowed for the public to walk and traverse and come to a corner and cross the street safely, and I think that's what our sidewalk shows. So I don't know if Matt has any specific comments on that, but it does keep coming up, and we would want you to consider allowing us to keep those in place and routing the sidewalk around them as we've shown. That's number one. Oh, do we want to address that? Matt, do you?
He's well, citizen
comments. Citizen's comments. I don't think we can do that here.
Okay.
We That's can do fine. It when the item comes up, correct?
That's fine. And then my other thing is in regards to the developer head, when we met with Gene and staff early on in our first meeting, we had talked about wanting to start a building, kind of as an early start look at it. And in our comments, we have been getting back the fact that she will allow us to start, or you will allow us to start that one building, but we have to have all of the utility work done. In other words, there are some new sewer laterals that have to be laid. There are some new storm sewers that have to go in, water that has to be moved around. And we understand all that, and we're certainly agreeing to those items. Building 20 is right on the corner, the northeast corner of 104th and 65th Avenue, and it has utilities in place. The sewer and water lateral for it and storm sewer laterals don't have to be relocated. It's ready. It's a build pad that's, in essence, ready to go. What we had, that is the unit also that they have set up and would like to consider as a permanent model during the build-out of the site. So we were hoping that once we got the sewer system and storm sewer televised, which is part of our requirement to make sure that it's not leaking, that it can be up and running, that we could start that building 20 at that time, and then what we'd be putting up the building while we're continuing through the improvement process. At that point, your developer's agreement would be in place, your letter of credit would be in place, and we would be simultaneously building the building there on the corner as we work through the site for utility extensions and expansions and et cetera. So that's the second thing we'd like you to consider, is our ability to create or start that model home after we've got it televised, developer's agreement, engineering, and so forth is in place, and letter of credit. So that just hurries it up a little bit more, so that by the time we're done with those improvements, we'll actually have the building almost ready to open to the public and so forth. Those were my only comments for tonight, and I appreciate your consideration.
All right. Thank you. Any other citizens' comments?
No other sign-ups.
Anyone wishing to speak? Hearing none, we'll close citizens' comments. Move on to item 5, new business. First item being item A, to receive the Planning Commission recommendation and consider approval, ordinance 1906, and this is for a proposed 6-3-unit, 14-2-unit condominium buildings to be known as Green Bay Trail Condominiums, located at the southeast corner of Old Green Bay Road and 104th Street. Jean?
Mr. President, members of the board in the audience, this is a request for preliminary condominium plat, resolution 19-06. At the request of Nancy Washburn on behalf of HARP Development, and this is for a new condominium development to be known as the Green Bay Trail Condominiums. Just as some brief background information, on June 18, 2007, the board had approved a final condominium plat at that time for the Vintage Park condominium development, which included 3 6-unit and 12 4-unit condo buildings, or 66 units. At that time, the infrastructure construction began and many of the improvements were installed in the development at that southeast corner of Highway 165 and Old Green Bay Road, including the mass grading, retention basin, underground utilities such as sewer, water, and storm, the electric distribution system, and streetlights. The binder course of the roadway, including curb and gutter, were installed a few years after that. However, due to the downturn in the economy, nothing progressed at that point. On November 19, 2018, the board approved an assignment of a development agreement for HARP Development, LLC, to take over this development after he had purchased it and to post a new financial security or letter of credit based on a 2018 cost estimate prepared by the village engineer. It was intended that a new development agreement will be put together at such time as this project is approved by the village. So, as you can see on the slide, the previous Vintage Park final condominium approval that was approved by the board back in 2007, the new conceptual plan was approved by the Village Plan Commission and the board specifically on January 21st, 2019. And you can see the slightly revised layout, although it really does feel very similar to the previous development, other than the units are much smaller at 2 and 3 units. This new development has 46 units, again, 6 3-units and 14 two-unit buildings. It is intended to be a condominium development. The sizes are identified in the staff comments with respect to each of the buildings in the unit. And up on the screen, you can see specifically that they're looking to do some ranch-style buildings with two-car attached garages, full basements, 2 bedrooms and 3 bedrooms, and just over 1,600 square feet in area for these particular units. In addition, the three-unit buildings, they've got a lower-level ranch style, three-car attached garages, two bedrooms, two bath, and then similar sizes, but then there's also an upper-level unit, which is much larger at over 2,200 square feet, with three bedrooms, two baths, an office, covered deck, but again, introducing a little bit of variety to the condominium building. Again, the preliminary condominium plat that's being presented this evening would be 6 3-unit, 14 2-unit, or 46 units. As part of the project, they will be presenting a request for rezoning of the property. It still is zoned R10 PUD, but they'll be modifying the PUD to address this existing development. Again, much of the infrastructure is already in the ground. The right-of-way has been platted and dedicated to the village. So some of the tweaking that needs to be happening here in order to accommodate these units are set forth in the staff comment. They'll be looking for a slight reduction from 60 feet, from 65 feet to 60 feet for the right-of-way setback to 165, a 50-foot setback to Old Green Bay Road instead of 65 feet, a 25-foot setback from 105th Street and 65th Avenue instead of the required 40 feet, a 20-foot setback for the edge of the garage to the right-of-way, 20 feet from the back of curb to the private cul-de-sac areas instead of the required 40, and 80-foot separation spacing between the center line of the condo driveways and center line of the adjacent roadways. Again, normally it's 100 feet, and a 20-foot separation distance between buildings as measured from the buildings, decks, and porches required. The staff and the Plan Commission have reviewed their request. The staff comments go into a lot more detail with respect to the public improvements. Again, where possible, the public improvements that were installed in the ground are going to be kept, but there is going to be some tweaking and some additional laterals and modifications to the retention basin. And again, there are some comments as it pertains to the streetlights and a couple of the other things like the introduction of sidewalks in this development. As they move forward, they will need to present a final condominium plat, a certified survey map, as well as some of the other details with respect to the development as looks at the infrastructure and modifications of infrastructure that have been made over the last several years in the village. The staff comment also addresses some of the transportation improvement fees that have been previously paid by the Vintage Park developer, and that has to do with infrastructure at the intersection of Old Green Bay Road and Highway 165. So this was a matter of public hearing before the Village Plan Commission. They recommended conditional approval subject to the comments and conditions as outlined in the staff memorandum. At this point, if the Village Board approves the resolution for this evening, we will move to the next phase, which is to finalize the engineering plans, finalize the condominium plat, as well as the other exhibits for the final development agreement that needs to come back before the Village Board. Again, there are a couple of items that Nancy discussed as part of the citizen comments this evening. One had to do with the need for two new streetlights if we don't allow the sidewalks to weave around them at that entrance of that private road with the adjacent street. They would like to begin a model on lot 20, which is at the very, let me see where that is. It's just north of 105th Street, the very west end. Again, infrastructure is in the ground to service that particular building and access is available, but they would be asking as part of the development agreement for some discretionary judgment by the board to allow that building permit to start work on that that two-unit building before the infrastructure is complete throughout the entire development. And then finally, I thought that there were some questions regarding the sidewalks, but I'd have to turn to Nancy with respect to that. Again, one of the other things that we have entered into with respect to the comments is that those two cul-de-sacs, the one on 105th Street going to the east and 65th Avenue going to the south, eventually, as development continues to the east or to the south, those bulbs or cul-de-sac heads would be removed by the adjacent landowner for development and then would need to be extended to the limits of the property line and then extended into the development. This developer would be responsible. The Green Bay Trail developer would be responsible for extending sidewalks as well as driveways and any street trees within their area of the development. So with that, this was a public hearing, and they're looking for a resolution of support for 19-06 for the preliminary condominium plat for Green Bay Trail.
Yeah, the cul-de-sacs that you just mentioned, so the expectation is that at some point in time they may be extended both to the east and the south. Is that going to be known to anybody that's interested in moving into that on one of those streets that might think that they're getting a more private location that at some point down the road may be an actual street that goes through? Is that shared with them at the time?
It should be shared by the developer. We could request them or require them to put a note on the plat, well as in the declaration, so it's clear to any of the residents in either of those two buildings. Actually, it's buildings 7, 8, and 9,
yeah.
So that they have that information before them.
Yeah. And then just to double-check, where are the streetlights? They're on Old Green Bay Road, right at the 105th entrance?
165.
Or they're...
They're 165.
On the 165 entrance to 65th Ave, on either side?
Right here and here.
The streetlights that they're talking about is on 105th Street by the cul-de-sac right in the middle of the development, right at the intersection there.
Is there one on the other side as well?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I circled them, kind of. There we go.
Yep.
Oh, just right there.
Correct. So there's in the path of the sidewalk as it would be extended. Otherwise, you'd have to,
How ugly would that be?
I'm sorry?
How ugly would that be to snake the sidewalks around them?
I'll just address the comment here a little bit, just a little additional information. So the comment really isn't made from an aesthetic perspective. It's more from a snow plowing perspective. So the cul-de-sac's going to be private. 105th Street's going to be public. So when you start plowing snow, you usually have at least 5 feet between the back of curb and the sidewalk for storage. So if you start having a sidewalk on the back of the curb, you're going to be plowing snow right on that sidewalk where you have it where it snakes down there. So you're always going to have some issue at crosswalks. You're going to be plowing in front of the crosswalk there. And here your crosswalk is going to be parallel to that curb for a little while. So every time a public plow comes down 105th Street, you're going to be plowing snow on that entire ramp versus it being 5 feet up. You'd have some storage area there. So it's more of a comment that it's going to be the property owner or the association that's going to have to maintain that ramp more often, have more trouble clearing it with snow than if it were 5 feet up and you moved the lights. As far as the cost for the lights, we haven't seen what those costs are. So, if it's very expensive, then it's a trade-off of taking the trouble to plow those things versus moving the lights. Or you spend a couple thousand dollars moving the lights and you basically have that sidewalk go straight through. So that's the thinking behind the comment was more of a snow plowing perspective than anything else.
And I understand the rationale behind that. Thanks for giving that additional information.
Nancy, you had something to add?
Well, just as a follow-up to that, as we look at the way the sidewalks are shown with the street light there now, they dip down closer to the road, as Matt said. That is a plowing issue. But my thought was, what if we ran them around it the other way, and we would be able to add additional easements to the plat, which would cover then the public sidewalk. Those are maintained, through using snow blowers and so forth. But if we ran the sidewalk around it to the outside, going up into the private cul-de-sac area, then we would eliminate the problem of them plowing in the ramps, and it would be located. We'd be willing to grant easements. I'm just asking for some flexibility of thought, Mr. Keckler. I appreciate the plowing issue. I've seen it this winter. We've seen it everywhere. It's been very difficult at corners. And we do have the meeting on the 19th, so what we're asking is just consideration once we know those expenses. If there's a way to inexpensively reroute the sidewalk up around them, then and that's agreeable to the board, then we would appreciate that.
Is there concerns that if they were routed the other way and the streetlights remained in their current spot, that a plowing would still have some type of negative impact, either by continual pushing of heavy snow and or acceleration of potential water and ice buildup that might cause accelerated rusting?
No, I think if they routed it the other way, I think they'd be fine. I mean, then it goes into more of the neck of the cul-de-sac. That would be fine. I wouldn't have any issue with that.
Mike? Matt, are these streetlights village lights or developer lights?
These are developer lights.
Okay. All right. And then on the question of the unit number 20 or lot number 20, Gene, isn't it the past practice been when someone wants to use a parcel or a building to be the model that they can sell out of? Isn't that require a conditional use permit?
It will require a conditional use permit, correct. They have not applied for that yet. They would do that typically at the time of the final plat.
Yeah. I'd kind of like to, you know, before we agree to it tonight, I'd like to see how they're proposing to lay that out and do business out of it, assuming that construction isn't done, have people parking on Old Green Bay Road, or if they can't park on the street because they're working on the street, or it just, I'm not saying I'm opposed to it, but I'd just rather see that decision made at a conditional use point in time.
Any other comments?
I have nothing. Do you want to postpone this?
No, I wouldn't have a problem recommending approval of this. I think that the engineer indicated he was, you know, not opposed to, you know, relocation of the sidewalks, you know, in an easement, public easement, to leave the lights where they are. And if the developer is willing to get all their information together for a conditional use permit for using that unit parcel, that 20 parcel, unit 20, that parcel, then I'd recommend approval of the conceptual plan as presented tonight.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Brings us to item 6, Village Board comments.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second for adjournment. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.